the full constitutional bench reserved judgment in the two challenges we had to delve Section 79 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act. What we asked the court to turn its mind to was to the breadth of this law, the fact that it is just too wide, the fact that even though it is a law that targets people who have deliberately transmitted HIV, in the framing of the law, it goes beyond people with knowledge of HIV and actually says anybody with a real risk or possibility of having, who realizes a real risk or possibility of having been infected, who does anything that can lead to transmission, because the import of that is that anybody who is even engaged in sexual intercourse, for example, must realize a real risk or possibility, even more so because, you know, condoms are not 100% effective. So even those who use protection must realize the risk. And so our argument is that this is far too wide, it's far too broad. It affects too many people and it invades privacy because it requires a lecture of sorts before sexual intercourse around the risk and possibilities, even for married couples. So the breadth of the law is what we ask the court to consider. And we did not, in this instance, take issue with the object of people who willfully transmit to others. Our problem is with a law that then goes on to cover everybody who realizes the risk or possibility. That was the nature of the arguments in the court today. And so the court has reserved judgment, and so we are waiting to get a date to receive the judgment from the court.
And who were you representing in this case?
We were representing two individuals from Matabeleland, a man and a woman. Both circumstances arise out of marriages. One was charged under Section 79. The other was convicted under Section 79. So we've asked the court to, the effect is we want the court to strike down these offensive provisions and then to stay prosecution with respect to one and two, or set aside the conviction with respect to the other, because the law is in violation of the Constitution with respect to equal protection of the law. And so that was the main submission that we made. And so those are our two clients. These are both constitutional court referrals from the old Constitution under Section 24.2. We asked the Magistrates Court to refer the matters to the Supreme Court, and they were heard today.